This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Little Friday edition of the Auburn Undercover Podcast. Nothing really little about this podcast or the upcoming weekend for Auburn football recruiting, though. Jason, this is joined by Jason Caldwell. Jason, this is the first big kind of major recruiting event under Hugh Freeze, first main junior day. You know, they've had some visitors over the past couple of weekends, but they've kind of put all eyes on this weekend, put all their eggs into this basket in a sense. And it seemingly paid off, you know, just in the names that we've confirmed, gotten, I think it's around 50 plus. And those are just names that we've confirmed. There's going to be more guys that show up. There always are, even, you know, when we're given names and stuff like that. So it's going to be huge. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities to say there's going to be more than 70 recruits there. And a lot of them are very notable recruits, 2024s mainly, but good crop of 2025s, a couple 2026s, even a 2027 that a lot of Alabama people are familiar with as well. So, Jason, I think we'll just dive right into it. One of the main ones, one of the biggest ones, at least in my mind, a guy that I'm really keeping an eye on is potential commit watch. You talked to him, I guess it was a few weeks ago. He's liked Auburn for a while now. He's been recruited by Zach Etheridge for a while now. And that's Jaden Lewis out of Anniston.
Yeah, you know, really talented corner off a team that had a bunch of talented players. And Jaden Lewis is a guy that's, I mean, he's been a guy for about 3 years now. I mean, he's one of those guys that first started getting those offers coming out of Anniston. And we got to see a chance to see him last year. He's a dynamic player, guy that can cover and do a lot of things in the secondary, really athletic, return kicks and does some different things too. So, you know, yeah, you're right. He's had Auburn really high for a long time. This, you know, is an opportunity. We'll see. I don't know that I expect anything to happen right away, but I think in the next week we could see Auburn with, you know, signing day, you kind of turn the page to the next class, some of those things. He's definitely a guy that you need to pay attention to. If it's not this weekend, next week, maybe in a couple of weeks, it sure feels like Auburn is the team to beat for him, you know, heading into this visit this weekend.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we saw it even last year with Big Cat. You know, Ashley Williams commits a few days later. JC Hart commits like a week and a half later. You know, just because something doesn't happen this weekend doesn't necessarily mean you have to go into panic mode. You know, if Auburn leaves Saturday and Sunday without any commitments, that doesn't mean they're not coming. And that doesn't mean the weekend wasn't important for Auburn. When you talk about Jaden Lewis, number 176 player in the class, and he's got great speed, track guy. Jeremiah Cobb is a guy that we talked about with great speed in Auburn's 2023 class. His 100 meter time was 11.13. Jaden Lewis 10.82, so about 0.3 faster than Jeremiah Cobb, and you'd be having him at cornerback. We'll see. Jaden Lewis is a guy that we've been tracking for about a year now. You know, we've been following him for quite a while. Jason, another guy that we saw this fall, Jamarion Burnett out of Andalusia. Another guy that, you know, we're not saying a commitment is going to happen, but we're not ruling it out necessarily either. This is a guy that Cadillac Williams has really tracked for quite a while. One of the top running backs in the country, mini Derrick Henry, as I like to call him, huge physical back, and he'll be back in Auburn on Saturday.
Yeah, this is a guy that Auburn hadn't had in a while. I'm trying to think of the last big truly big back that Auburn had. And you probably
got Petway, maybe.
Petway, that's it. And Cam Petway's the guy they recruited as a fullback. You know, Jamarion Burnett's a couple inches taller. I don't know that there's been one, you know, in that 6'1", 6'2" range in quite a while, you know. And so he is what you see. He's a big, upright, physical, downhill running back. And, you know, had some injury issues at the end of the year. Kept him out of the state championship game for his team last year. But, you know, he's a really good football player. But he's a bruiser and a guy that I thought got a lot better from his sophomore to junior years. And so you look at him and, you know, when his teammates, Landon Marshall, is a guy that I think is, you know, is a sleeper too that's coming up with him this weekend. So that's another one. You're right. It's another one to watch, I think, because of the fact that they're, you know, they're focusing on him. They're looking for that type of back. And if you're him, you're going to look, Auburn doesn't have anybody like me. Some other schools might, but Auburn doesn't have anybody like him. And so that could be a feather in Auburn's cap for his commitment or his recruitment, rather.
Yeah. You know, another guy, this is a guy that we went and saw basketball play. I guess it was last week. DeMarcus Riddick, Georgia commit. They're up at Chilton County. I think he's the number 40 player in the class. Well, getting him in is huge. And, you know, we talked to him after his basketball game, and he was honest. He said, you know, I don't have any hatred towards Auburn. I love Auburn. I've always enjoyed going to Auburn. It's always been a fun time. But Georgia was just on him heavier. And that's kind of a similar theme for a lot of guys that were recruited by the previous staff. And so DeMarcus said, look, if, you know, if this new staff shows love, and, you know, if I feel there's a connection there, they'll at least have a chance in my recruitment. And they've already visited his school, I think, once or twice. I know Hugh Freeze was there. And now it's his chance to kind of come down to the Plains, check out that new football facility, and just get a feel for Josh Aldridge, Ron Roberts, the whole new defensive staff.
Yeah, you look at DeMarcus Riddick, and, I mean, the photo kind of says it all. You look at that guy and you go, yeah, he looks like a running back. Well, he looks like a running back, but he weighs, you know, 215 pounds already, and he's, you know, just a junior in high school. So, you know, he's 16 years old. He looks like what you want at linebacker in this defense, especially a guy that can be, you know, a true middle linebacker, but a guy that can turn and run and make plays downhill, get after the quarterback, athletic. I mean, he went up a couple of times, just you know, two-hand dunks under the basket, and that's not normal for, you know, it is for a 6'5 linebacker. It's not normal for a 6'1", 6'2 linebacker, and he's athletic. And, yeah, I mean, how much ground can Auburn make up in one weekend? That's the question that, you know, we'll have to answer this weekend. But it's a start. You know, this is a guy that wasn't really even on Auburn's radar until this staff came up. I mean, he's a guy that you know, there was mentioned, you heard about, but you didn't hear about with Auburn. You know, this is another step in the right direction to see how much, like I said, see how much ground they can make up in this initial visit for him on this junior day.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Auburn's not gonna flip DeMarcus Riddick this weekend. That's just not happening. This is about laying the groundwork. This is about getting him, you know, getting him familiar with this new staff, getting him to the point where, you know, he wants to come back in the spring. He wants to see how this coaching staff looks out on the field, how they treat their players during practice. Maybe he wants to come to A-Day, something like that. You know, this is about setting up for the future, maybe get an official visit once those start up in the summer. That's what this is about. And you want to talk about another guy committed to another SEC school, Zion Ferguson. That's what it's about for him as well. Cornerback out of Gainesville, Georgia, LSU commit, same kind of deal. Auburn was involved. I would say Auburn's previous staff was involved with Zion Ferguson a little bit more than DeMarcus Riddick. But again, you know, you lost out on him to LSU, and now it's Auburn's chance this weekend to kind of see what they can do.
Yeah, no, and we've talked about the combination of Zach Etheridge and Weston McGriff. That's where this one could really pay off when you think about, you know, those two guys back there, new defense, a new day at Auburn. You know, and so you look at the potential there in the secondary. You know, they recruited well in the secondary, and that could wind up being a plus for him because a lot of those guys came from the state of Georgia. When you look at some of them, so some guys he's probably pretty familiar with, just signed with Auburn. That could be beneficial for them when they go, hey, let's all join forces and play in that same secondary together. So that could be a big deal. But you know, just what you're looking for, athletic guy that can make plays, can play man, but physical enough to come up and stop the run too. So, you know, another guy, like I said, it's the same situation as Riddick here, where you're going, hey, let's just plant the seed. This is a plant the seed weekend here to try to start that process of getting a guy back maybe for spring practice, get a guy back maybe in the summer, and then early in football season. And that's what you hope for, is to kind of get, just keep building that bond and trying to grow a little bit stronger every day.
Jason, let's stick in the secondary. A guy that you talked to just a couple of days ago, Travaris Banks, there out of Tuscaloosa in Northridge. You know, this is a picture from a visit at Auburn. Just kind of what's your feel for, you know, where Auburn kind of stands here going into junior day?
Yeah, you know, he's always had Auburn really high on his list. He's, you know, he's added a lot of offers since he came here. He was one of the few guys that came on campus last spring. We got a chance to talk to him. You know, planning to make a decision sometime this summer. So I think Auburn, I think, is in pretty good shape here. You know, this weekend could really be beneficial, but this is a guy that already knows Zach Etheridge, has some familiarity with Weston McGriff. And so, you know, meeting Hugh Freeze and meeting Ron Roberts and that defensive staff, that's going to be a big deal for him this weekend. And, you know, that's kind of the scenario for a lot of these guys. It's a chance for them to really sit down and, you know, talk to these new guys in person for the first time. So, and I think that'll be important for Travaris Banks.
Yeah. I mean, look, you just talked about it a little bit beforehand. Auburn has had a ton of success in the secondary. Zach Etheridge, Coach Crime now as well. So we're going to stick in the secondary again. Another guy that Auburn fans should really keep an eye on is Caleb Harris out of Thompson. Thompson is not a school that Auburn has had a lot of success at recently, but Caleb Harris is a guy that Zach Etheridge got in pretty early on. He was really one of his first offers back this past August, and Caleb has picked up a solid amount more since then. This is a kid who does really like Auburn, and this is someone that Zach Etheridge has already put a lot of work in on.
Yeah, physical safety when you look at Caleb. You know, he's not a guy that weighs 220, but he doesn't have to be. You know, he's a guy that's built like a running back, and he gets downhill, makes plays in the secondary. Played a lot of the season last year, you know, with a cast on one hand and still made plays. So showed me his toughness and his ability to kind of adapt and to the situation. And obviously he's a winner. He's been part of teams that have won state championships left and right. So I think you look at, you know, Caleb Harris is a guy that you know, again, another guy to keep an eye on. And we've talked about, you know, Zach Etheridge and Crime Dog in that secondary. But, you know, Caleb Harris been Auburn a bunch. This will be that first time with Coach Freeze and them. So that'll be one of the interesting things for him is kind of how does he react and how does he connect with a lot of these newer coaches, because it's going to be that first opportunity for him.
Yeah, we're going to touch on two more 2024 recruits, then a couple of some of the really high-profile 2025s that are expected in as well. Cam Coleman, one of the biggest, literally, receivers in the class of 2024, 6'3", 6'4", kind of somewhere in there. He's already got great size. He knows how to use it pretty well already. A guy that put on a little bit more weight, learns how to use his size just a little bit more, learns how to box out cornerbacks maybe a little bit more, and he's going to become just an absolute weapon. And you look at Hugh Freeze and the offenses that he's ran, he loves those big receivers. Cam Coleman was one of the first, if not the first, guys that Marcus Davis offered once he got the job there as the wide receiver coach. And, you know, he's a guy that, even dating back to the previous staff, it felt like was starting to lean towards Auburn for quite a while there. I think Alabama kind of got a notion of that, and Alabama actually offered him on Thursday. Cam Coleman's still expected to visit Auburn on Saturday, but kind of maybe slows things down in his recruitment a little bit, gives him a little bit more to think about. But, Jason, this is a guy, I mean, feels like Auburn's coaches have been to Central a bunch already this month of January, and you know, Cam Coleman is a big reason why.
Yeah, you know, he freezes back in there, I think, on Thursday as well, or Wednesday or Thursday, to see him again. So, yeah, Cam Coleman's a guy that I think last August, could have been last spring, but I think it was last August. I think it was. I walk out to Central practice, and Patrick Nix grabs me and said, "The guy's an NFL guy." Really? Okay. Yep. Just, you know, just going to be a junior, played a little bit as a sophomore. And you can see the fluid way he moves to be that big, you know, kind of has that look of what you're looking for, and reminds me of those, you know, 1990s Miami and Florida State wide receivers. That's kind of what he looks like. But, you know, the physicality is there. I think he grew up a lot last season, when, you know, people said, look, we're going to try to take Carmelo English away. We're going to make somebody else beat you. And he got that opportunity to go out and make plays. And I think he learned a lot. I think he built some confidence. And I think he's going to be a guy that's going to have a monster senior season for Central Phoenix City. He's going to be tough one to stop.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, I wish I had the video. I wish I knew who had to put the video up on here. We need Nathan because he's the real tech guy. When we went to go and see them play IMG Academy, and he had that insane catch and run where he broke probably about 11 tackles.
Yeah, it was a bunch.
And got them down to the 1 yard line, and then they ended up scoring. That was one of the crazier plays I've ever seen. Just absolute dominant play, kind of a coming out party in a sense when you're playing IMG Academy, 5 stars all over the field, stuff like that. We saw him make other big plays this year too. He's just now starting to scratch the surface on kind of the player that he is. Last 2024, Jason, that I want to touch on is Joseph Phillips, the linebacker out of Booker T. Washington. This is a kid who last year, this past fall, was his first year ever playing football. And he quickly figured out how to play football. And teams caught on to that. Auburn was the first school to offer him. It was actually Cadillac Williams and the interim staff that did so. Since then, he has Florida, Arkansas, Alabama, Tennessee. I think Georgia has offered him, or they've at least shown interest. Penn State has offered him. Ton of major programs have followed suit. And this is a kid who, we went to see him play. You've talked to him. You talked to him, I think, earlier this month as well. You know, it'll be interesting to see kind of where Auburn stands with him and kind of how he clicks with Josh Aldridge.
Yeah, no, you can see the athletic ability that oozes when you watch Joseph Phillips play. I mean, they line him up at wide receiver, plays a little tight end, gets downhill. He reminds me a little bit of a guy like Dontarius Thomas that played with Carlos Dansby, a kind of guy I look at and I go, yeah, he's probably 215, 220 now, but I think he's going to be 245 and just when you snap your fingers here in a couple of years and carry it really well. And so I think you look at him as that big, true kind of monster backer down the road. I mean, you can see just by the photo there. I mean, this is a junior in high school, and you look at that frame and you go, man, he's not even close. He's not even close to being what he's going to be. And so I really like him. And good kid. Obviously, he's a guy that's got some, like Ivy League offers too, really good student. So I think he is a guy that, to me, would be a – I won't say a must-have, but he'd be a really important get for Auburn if they could grab him in this class.
Yeah, he'd be a nice get. That'd be one of your – you feel good about it. Cadillac Williams and the interim staff were the first to offer. Auburn was the first place that he really took kind of a recruiting visit on. That's one where you feel pretty happy about finding him early, and hopefully you're rewarded for that in Auburn's sake. 3-star right now. I think he'll rise up pretty quickly to a 4-star as that junior season film starts to get out. There's a ton more 2024s. We could sit here and have a 2-hour-long podcast on this junior day. We're going to keep on moving, look at some 2025s that are really notable. And then, look, if you guys want the full list, names that we've confirmed, we've got it all over at auburnundercover.com. But we're just touching on just some of the big highlights and some names that we've seen play. We can talk about a little bit more. One of those guys on the screen right now is Zion Grady out of Charles Henderson. Jason, you talked to him earlier this week. This is the number 4 player in the 2025 class. Really, really elite edge guy. Camped back at Auburn, and that was where things really all got started back in this past June, I guess it was.
Yeah. Freak. That's what comes to mind when you think about Zion Grady. I mean, you look at that photo, and you go, yeah, he looks like a DB. That kid weighs 220 pounds. He's got a 6'4 frame. I mean, he is going to be the definition of that guy that you look at in a couple of years, that is a 6'4", 255 pound you know, edge rusher, call it that, you know, jack linebacker, whatever you want to call, that's what he's going to be, and he's going to be elite. I think he had, 19 sacks, like 35 tackles for a loss as a junior last year for a team that was pretty darn good. I mean, he wasn't the only player on that team, and so he is relentless, pretty good basketball player too, plays center for a team that's a pretty good basketball team, and so you look at Zion Grady, and I just see upside. That's everything about him, and at one of the most important positions on the field now. You think about, you know, need areas and you know, what you have to have on a football team to be elite. Georgia might not have had one true elite pass rusher on this year's team, but they had a bunch of really good defensive linemen. But you look at it, you know, that's what it takes. And if you can't rush the passer, it's almost impossible to play defense at a really high level. And so it makes Zion Grady one of the most, I mean, obviously one of the most important players in the country since he's, number four right now.
Yeah. And Jason, one other thing I want you to touch on real quick. I didn't even realize it until I read your story. But Zach Etheridge, his area recruiter, has a strong connection to where Zion Grady is from.
Yeah. I mean, it's Zach Etheridge. The first time I saw Zach, he was playing in the 707, same high school. Zach Etheridge from Charles Henderson High School in Troy. So same high school there. Zach just spoke at their fall sports banquet recently and went back to his hometown. So not a bad thing for Auburn to have Zach in the building again. But yeah, no, Zach, I'm sure knows a lot of his family, a lot of people there. Obviously, coaches, people around the program, that's a huge deal because it creates comfort. It creates familiarity. And so, yes, there is a strong connection for Zach Etheridge when you talk about Charles Henderson.
Yeah, we're going to talk about another Thompson safety, which people are probably clenching their teeth a little bit hearing Thompson and safety. Talking about Auburn a little bit. But one of the best ones, the best one in the country, according to 24/7 Sports for the class of 2025, Anquan Fagans, number 6 overall player, number 1 safety, number 2 player in Alabama for that 2025 class, just behind Zion Grady there. This is a kid we saw play, extremely athletic, just got offered by Auburn earlier this past week. He's got a lot of connections to Alabama, so this would be – look, there's still a long way to go for 2025s for all of these guys, but this would be a really tough pull for Auburn. But getting him on campus this weekend is a great start.
It is, and you know, he's a playmaker. We got that had, I think, 8 or 9 interceptions, about 3 or 4 of them went for pick 6 for touchdowns. And so just a football family, 2 older brothers that played successful and been really good. And so when you look at Anquan Fagans, you see a guy that's playing at a high level, an elite level for a team that's won state championships. And he played as a freshman. And then he was really good as a sophomore for a defense that was pretty darn good last year, that Thompson defense. So, another opportunity. This, we talked about planting seeds. These are planting seeds weekends for guys like this to go, hey, you know what? I don't know a whole lot about Auburn. I didn't know a whole lot about Auburn before this weekend, but that's a place I want to learn more about. I want to go back. And that's what you have to do. That's how you build relationships. That's how you build recruiting classes, is you do it early. You get guys on campus and then you get them back. And so this is the chance to do that with a guy like Anquan Fagans.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you talked about it last year, the junior day, I think there were 13 total players there. There might be 13 2025 players at this junior day.
I think there'll be at least that many, maybe more. I've said it. I think it's probably going to be close. I think there could be as many players, many prospects on campus Saturday as there was the entire spring last year for Auburn. Talk about different players. I think it could easily reach that number. It could easily reach the number in that month of January. There's no question about it, because there's a couple of weekends there wasn't anybody there. So you're going to have more people on campus in one weekend than you're talking about months at a time last spring. And that shows up. It pays off, and it's a big deal. And it's why people have talked about, you know, this staff. And here's the thing, they're not doing anything groundbreaking. Yeah, they're doing a really good job, and they're getting after it, and they're being really busy. But this is what you have to do. This is what it takes. And so they've done a good job of realizing, you know what, we got a lot of ground to make up. They've gone out and hit the state of Alabama, and they've gone back to those schools again, and they've invited a ton of kids from the state of Alabama to visit this weekend. And that's a start, and a really good start for them to build on what they did in that signing class and then out of the transfer portal.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, for the 2024 class, they're already behind. That's just the way recruiting is. In all honesty, they're already behind. Recruiting is, right now, for highly talented players, it's at least a two-year process, usually longer than that. So at this point, Auburn is already trying to play catch-up on 2024. And with some of these elite 2025s, in all honesty, they're already playing a tiny bit of catch-up there as well. But more so for 2025s, this is a great chance for Auburn to really, really strike gold in that recruiting class. Really talented in-state guys. Last guy that we're going to touch on is Antoine Hill. Not in-state, but from Georgia, place that Auburn has had a lot of success just in that Atlanta area. Warner Robins. Antoine Hill is out of, I believe it's Houston County. Yes. We learned that this week. And so he is, he's the number 57 overall player in the class, number 5 quarterback, put up some elite stats as a sophomore. I mean, incredible stats. I think it was 40 touchdowns to 3 interceptions, if I'm remembering correctly. Didn't run a whole lot. It looked like he could run from watching the film a little bit. Just didn't seem like he really had to necessarily. Auburn hasn't offered him yet, but Auburn has visited his school. When I talked to him on the phone, he said that he kind of expected to get an offer this weekend. So we'll see if that's the case. But you know, this is one of the big quarterbacks that'll be on class or on campus this weekend.
Yeah, all you gotta do is look at that photo and see a kid that's a sophomore in high school and go, man, that guy looks like you know, guy that's been playing for 4 or 5 years in college. and when he when you turn on the film, you see a guy that can make plays explosive, but he has a cannon for an arm, can make every throw. And so, yeah, I would expect to that one of the news items on Saturday is a news item about Antoine Hill getting an offer. I think that's probably going to happen, provided he shows up and takes the visit. I you know, a guy that, you know, you'll start to hear much more about, I think, in terms of Auburn, but also a lot of the powerhouse schools around here, that he's going to be a guy that's going to be, you know, right at the top of the list for a lot of programs moving forward.
Yeah. So I think we're going to wrap it up there. Like I said, there's probably going to be north of 70, 75 guys on campus. We could sit here and talk about all of them. But I think you guys would get pretty bored about that. Tried to pick some of like the 10 to 12, you know, top guys, guys that we know a lot about, guys that Auburn fans should really be keeping an eye on this weekend. You know, whether it's potential commit news, offer news like Antoine Hill, elite 5-star guys, whatever it may be. And look, if you guys want to read the full visitor list, we've got that over at auburnundercover.com. So you can go out and check that out over there. On Saturday, Jason and I will have live updates. Obviously, we'll have exit interviews as the recruits leave on junior day. Grab as many of them as we can. It might be a little bit chaotic, but we'll get as much as we can to you guys. We'll call kids, you know, if we don't happen to get them, whatever it may be. We'll have full coverage for you guys over there at auburnundercover.com. If you're listening to this as a podcast on Google, iTunes, Spotify, wherever it may be, make sure to leave us a review there. If you're on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, subscribe. That really helps us out. Thanks for listening. I think we'll probably be back, maybe do one Sunday evening or Monday morning, something like that, to recap the weekend and kind of how things went for Auburn. And should be a big one. We'll catch you guys soon.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.